From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
40 years ago, a young Dustin Hoffman received this famous piece of advice in the movie The Graduate.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics.
Well, that statement turned out to be unbelievably prophetic. The world, if not Benjamin Braddock, embraced plastic in ways no one could have imagined, even in 1967. But while plastic has become indispensable, it is in many ways indestructible, and the millions of tons of it created every year are posing a serious threat to the environment. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren saw that firsthand in the Central Pacific Ocean on Midway Atoll.
Midway is home to the world's largest colony of Laysan albatross. They're about the size of turkeys, but with elegant 6-foot wingspans and a flamboyant courtship dance. So many of them are looking for love on a large grassy field that it looks like a giant dance class.
They go up on their tippy toes, they clap their bills back and forth faster than I can snap my hands. They lift their bills up and they give this amazing sky moo, and it's just beautiful.
John Clavitter is the resident biologist here. He says of the hundreds of thousands of chicks that hatch here each year, many don't make it. So many that it's somebody's job just to pick up the bodies. Clavitter takes me to an out-of-the-way corner of the island near some abandoned buildings where lots of dead chicks are among the live ones. Clavitter picks up a bone and uses it to pick open a dead chick.
Here we are, opening up the carcass. What do we find inside? Let's see here. Lots of kind of shiny black squid beaks and plenty of plastic. This looks like a little toy wheel from some children's toy there.
Clavitter says on average, a healthy albatross chick has 1 ounce of plastic in its belly, while a dead chick has twice that much.
And 2 ounces might not seem a lot, but plastic is very light, so if you look at the volume, it's really significant. It's perhaps about 1/3 of their stomach is plastic.
And does that take the place of something that could nourish them?
It sure does. I mean, the stomach is only a finite volume area. And so if it's filled up with 30% plastic, that's 30% less food that the chick can have in its stomach.
That can lead to dehydration, starvation, and death. But where does the plastic come from, and how do the chicks get it? Everywhere around the island, you see cigarette lighters, bottle caps, all kinds of stuff. But Clavitter says the plastic in the chicks' bellies comes from hundreds of miles away.
The chicks are totally dependent on being fed by their parents, so the parents will fly quite a distance from Midway, land on the ocean, and they float on the ocean much like a duck, and they wait for food to come to the surface.
Tragically, what they often see is plastic bobbing on the water. They grab it thinking it's food, and they fly all the way back to Midway, as much as 1,000 miles, and feed that plastic to their chicks.
Most likely, the majority of the plastic is thrown into streets, and eventually it'll go down a storm drain, it'll go down into a river, and finally flow out into the ocean.
A little bit of chop today, not too bad.
The next day, Jamie Barlow and a team of coral reef researchers gave me a first-hand look at the problem. Barlow's driving the boat away from the island through crystal clear water that ranges in color from light turquoise to almost navy.
Oh, there's a piece of plastic. See that? You get a lot of garbage and stuff that floats in.
Circular currents, known as the North Pacific Gyre, bring it here from all over the ocean.
Oh, here's some marine debris. See that big thing of netting?
Oh, let's grab that.
Should we grab that?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on the starboard side. Got it, Kristen?
Got it.
Kristen McCulley pulls a tangled mess out of the water. It's about 5 feet in diameter.
Oh, that's a big one.
Wow. It's fishing netting and lines that are either discarded or accidentally fall off fishing boats all around the Pacific.
Marine biologist Wendy Cover says scads of this swirling trash gets caught on the shallow reefs and coral of the northwestern Hawaiian island chain. It breaks off chunks of coral, killing it. Jamie Barlow says that's probably what this floating mass would have done if the researchers hadn't snagged it.
This is kind of typical marine debris, too. It's a bunch of gobbledygook. And as you can imagine, floating around out there, it'd be great habitat for little fish and stuff. So larger things come in there to try to eat some of the little fish and crabs that would be growing in there. Yeah, see, there's something. There's a little crab. That's Ralph. We're letting Ralph go.
Hawaiian monk seals also are vulnerable. They're one of the most endangered animals on Earth, with only about 1,000 individuals left. They're curious by nature. They poke their heads into the snarls of plastic and get caught. Whales, dolphins, and turtles also get trapped, and countless seabirds. The federal government is concerned about the problem. President Bush named the whole chain of islands a marine national monument. He even banned fishing here. But he can't keep the plastic out.
In the last 10 years, we've taken almost 550 tons out of northwestern Hawaiian Islands.
Michael Tosato is the Deputy Regional Director for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He's standing next to a huge pile of ropes, netting, buckets, buoys, and other assorted trash, all plastic. Government divers pulled it out of the water.
And this was all picked up only from Midway in a four-day period.
It's not a problem that's going away. The government says 50 tons of plastic arrives here each year. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.